We are on Daf Chof Beis Omed Beis by the Mishneh. Zog the Mishneh. Hakel Cheirem Lichtayv Es Haget. Everyone is kosher to write a get. Afilu Cheresh Shoyte Vekotten. Afilu Acheresh Shoyte Vekotten. Very unclear what the hakel is marbe. Hakel ksheirim, then afilu cheresh hayte vekotn. So the hakel is telling us another chiddush, another ribuy. So we have to know what the hakel is marbe. Mal kaponim, the Mishnah tells us that the get is kosher even though it was written to a cheresh hayte vekotn. Now the Mishnah continues. Ha'isha kaiseves esgito. The woman writes her get. That means she pays the seifer for the get. This was a takonas chachomim to prevent agunos. So if she'll be footing the bill for the get, it'll be easier for the husband to give her the get. So they made a takona isha kaiseves esgito. She'll pay the seifer, she'll pay for the get. V'ish kaise b'shaivrei, and he'll pay for the receipt and the ksube. So this looks like a merit the kikilkul could come about. She's writing a get, and he's writing a receipt. So the Mishnah says, we have nothing to worry about. Shein kiyum haget ela b'chaisama. The writing of the get, the writing of the receipt is worthless without edim on it. And the Edom will not chasme unless they, by the get, they got orders from the Baal to chasme on the get. And by Shoiva, they won't chasme unless they got orders from the Isha to chasme on the Shoiva. So Memele, this takone will not bring with it any kilkula. Let us see Rashi. Vafilu chere shoite bekotten, begmore meforesh lo. Koiseves eskito, a woman writes a get, umaknosoi lebal, and later she's maknit to the bal, you need the nosan, but he has to give her his get, has to be on the scene from him to her, maknosoi lebal, so then it becomes his, v'chayzer omoisoi lo legerish, and then he gives it over to her, utzayrich gerish. Shoivroi, shoiver piroin ksuba, the receipt that the ksuba was paid up, she shoyel ola kaisvay, la moishe la elias la lerai, she should really write it and give it over to him. Meta takona that he can write the shoiver. Frech the gemore, volav v'nei deyaninu. So Rashi says, volav v'nei deyaninu, chereshet v'kot, v'lo yodu lichtav lishma. They don't know how to write lishma. The loch is, the Gemara assumed we need the ksive for kosav lo, that the ksive has to be lishma. So how could a cheresh hayte vekotn write a get? They don't know how to write lishma. The lav b'nei deya. Omar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna answered, no problem. The Mishnah is speaking about for who shahoya godol oimed al gabov. They're speaking about that there's a godol that's standing on top of them and guiding them and teaching them that when they write, they should have these kavonis. They should write l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'isha, l'shem gerishin. And acher shayte v'kotn follow commands. If you tell them what to do, they'll do it. It's like a lav b'nei deya, but they're not worse than a robot. So memela, you'll tell them what to do, so they'll do it. So it's no problem. What does Rashi say? V'hu shoya godol oimed al gabo, v'oim aloi, and the godol tells them, k'soy l'tzayrich ploini, you should write for the baal. The kesova rav hune, Masnissen Rabbi Lazari. So now Rashi explains. He says the problem is a problem only if the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbeleza holds you need ksiva lishma, according to Rameya, that you hold ksiva lishma, the kasha doesn't start. So what's the problem? Because they're not edim, they're writing the get. According to Rameya, so there's no question, there's no problem. In Be'emerson, let us just see the lotion of the Mishnah. We could learn pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Hakol ksheirem lichte v'saget. Afilu chere shoyte v'kotten. And the reason is, the Mishnah ends off, shen kiyum aget ala b'choysmo. This is a reason for the first halacha also. The reason is, because the ikya get is the chsimes aget. And so the chsime is to be lishmo. So it doesn't matter if the ksive is shaloi lishmo. That's how we could learn. We could learn the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. So then the kasha doesn't begin. You don't need Ravuna's teretz. So Rashi says, so let us go back to Rashi. Nikosova Ravuna. No, Ravuna didn't learn like that shot in the Mishnah. Ravuna holds, Masnissen Rabbi Lezeri. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer. The boy ksiva lishmo. I v'seifa the komar shenkim aget ala b'chaisom of I, the Mishnah seems to be going according to Rameya, and it's telling me that's why it is good, because the ikka get is the chsime. Hainu eidem esire. First of all, enkim aget ala b'chaisom of means eidem esire. I watch at the chaisom of the rov gittin nimsorim b'fnei ha-chaisme. Rav Gittin are given over b'fnei ha-chaismin. So, really, the Mishnah means that the ikir get is the mesire. Va'am tziyosakoi. And this is our reason on the second halacha. Why we permit the isha to give the seifa money to write the get. And why we permit the baal to pay for the shoiva. This is not a reason why a cheresh is good. That's not pshat in the Mishnah. That means Ravuna learned pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Elazar. We pass according to Rav Elazar. Say the Mesirah Karsi. So Memele, so according to Rav Elazar, so we need ksiva lishma. So we have a good question. The cheresh shaytu bekotten are not capable to write lishmo. So that's why Ravuna had to say, speaking about God alayim adal gabov, and the Mishnah is telling us a gewaltige chiddush that a cheresh shaytu bekotten follows commands, and you tell them to write lishmo, they'll write lishmo. On Malay Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked Ravuna Elamayato. So if you're telling me that the Mishnah is telling us that a Godel Eimed Al Gabo helps to make it Lishmo, even though mitzad the Etzem Kosev it wouldn't be Lishmo, but a Godel Eimed Al Gabo makes it Lishmo. Elamayato Oyved Kechovim V'Yisrael Eimed Al Gabo. So then, Alpi Cheshbin, what if a goy is writing? A goy also doesn't know of Lishmo. But if it'll be a goy, the Lamed Al Gabov, and it'll be guiding him and directing him, it'll be kosher. V'chiteima Ochinami. So you tell me, Ein Ochinami Taka, Chereshet of a cotton, who are the Nako. I'm sorry. Vosanya Oive Kechovim Posel. We learned an Oivet Kechovim is possible. So we see that that's not pshat in the Mishnah, that God Loimet Al Gabov does not help. So the Gemara answers, Oivet Kechovim ledaite denafshi yog. No, you can't compare a goy to a cheresh oite v'kotten. A goy has a mind of his own. A cheresh oite v'kotten do not have a mind of their own. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi. L'dayte d'nafshe ovit. Da godolu. He's a godol. V'yesh boidas. He has his own seichel. Va'af al pi sheze oimeloi kein. Chai, the Godel is telling him, you should know, you should write Lishma. Shema hu gomal belibe l'shem acha. I mean, but what do I know what's doing beliboy? Maybe he was goma beliboy l'shem acha. He can, avul koten ein boy das. El lemash zem itzaveyu. So he does whatever he's commanded. I'd like to mention two things on this Rashi. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha says as follows. Ha'odam ha'oise ritzayn chaveiroi. A person who does what Yenel tells them to do. Ba'oise kol ma shechaveiroi mitzaveyu. Whatever he tells them, he's doing. Mikol makim. Iker ha'asiyahu adayte denafshe. He's doing it because he wants to do it. Dahainu hu oise mashe sichloi mechayim oise lasos. He does the way he understands what he should do. But a person, a godol, a bardas, he's doing because he understands it's this is what he should do, for whatever the reason might be. Umishem hochi isa b'kedushin. The Gemara says in Kedushin that an Eved Knani is nikne b'mishiche. So an Eved Knani is nikne b'mishiche dafke if I pull him. But if I call him and he comes, ain't he nikne b'mishiche de koyre loy v'hubo. The Adam adaita the nafshika of it, because the Gemara says, I'm not pulling him. Kinya Meshiche, which is a hiros bailis, is I pull the dovo that I want to acquire, and that shows I'm a bailim on it. I'm balabataving over this thing which I want to acquire. So if I call an Eved Knani to come to me, that's not called I'm balabataving over him. He comes to me because he feels like coming. I didn't pull him. The Odom adaita de navshika of it. Umishimachi loinikro halichosoi mishichosi shalodai. So that when he comes is not called that the Odin was Meshach. Avo behema halichoso rak mitzat ha'odin. You tell a behema to come and the behema comes, that's called, the behema does not have a das atzmoi. A behema obeys. A behema is, yeah. Halichoso rak mitzat ha'odin. Beloishum tziruf das atzmoi. Snapshot is the behemoth thinks it over. Is it worthwhile for me to come, not to come? And the behemoth decides to come. A behemoth is controlled by a tzivu, by a command. The command of the person that makes that the behemoth should go. The Gemara says over there, evet cotton ki behemoth domi. An evet cotton. You tell a cotton to come. A cotton listens. A cotton is a la bardas. He obeys. So that's called I'm doing. So the Gemara is saying, Amor the Gezach over here. The Gemara is saying, that's what Rashi is saying over here. Avul cotton ain't boy das. A cotton doesn't have his own das. Ela lemash is a mitzaveh. Whatever he's told, that's what he does. That means if, so he obeys commands. So Mamele, he does. He's a robot. He does what he's commanded. So Mamele, he's told, write Lishma. He writes Lishma. A goy is a godel. Yes, boy, das. He is his own das. You tell me. Good. That's what you're telling me. But whatever I'll do, I have to decide if I want to do it. I don't want to do it. Va'ava pishes de oyma loiken. You're telling me I should write Lishma. But I'm a bardas. I am my own das. You tell me. I am my own das. I will decide what I should do. So Memele, so Rashi says, Shemu hu goma belibre l'shem acher. So we see two things from Rashi. One thing we see from Rashi, that Be'emerson, that what a goy is possible, it's not because I can say 100, he's not writing Lishmo, but I can say, Shemo, hu goma belibre l'shem acher. That means a goy is possible, because who knows what's doing belibre? Shemo goma belibre. Maybe not. Maybe he wants to write Lishmo also. But I can never know. So this Rashi seems to be saying that since Akum Adaita the Navsheka of it, it is not Muchach that he's obedient, because he has his own Das. So Mamela, I can never know if it was written Lishmo. So it's a Sofik possible. Agavucha the cast of Mishneh Tainis Perigimul Alochet Hazvov. Meruchas Geirishin, he tainis, that should be Suffolk Geirishin. It's a Suffolk, it's not a get bottle, it's a get postle. Bottle means it's Bechlau, not a get. Here it's a Suffolk get, that's what the case of Mishneh tainis, and that's how it seems from our Rashi also. Bekevega asks, Amor de Kikashi. And Bekevega asks, so what is the problem? The problem is, Shema Goma Beliboy. That means, we're handling with a goy. I told the guy, you know, you write Lishmo, and those, he listens all the things, and, Shema Goma Belibay. So tell the guy, we can fix this. Tell the guy, say, I'm writing Lishmo Ish, Lishmo Ish, and repeat what I'm saying. Shema Ish, yeah, he says everything. And then they'll think he's not writing Lishmo Kayashim. Vom Shabalay. Vom Shabalay, Venom Dvorim. So that's how the Kevega is Akasha. So what's the problem? Shema Goma Beliboy. It's a suffix. But it's Dvorim Shemalei. Ain't no Dvorim. It means, and the whole Kasha really is built on Rashi. It means, if we'll say, not like Rashi, we'll say, Nochi Adaitet Nafshi. He's Zicha doesn't do Lishmo. A Goy is Allah Hachesnik. There's no Hava, I mean he's going to write Lishmo. So then it's an umdene. Then it's vorm shebeliba belayf kolob. It's hakod vorm shebelayf. You know, a goy. You know, that's a goy. A goy is, you tell him lishmo, b'davke shalei lishmo. So then it's not kashi. But Rashi says it's a sofik. So if it's a sofik, you're ready. So I don't know what he's thinking. So then it's vorm shebelayf. So the kevega blinds by a kashi. So I saw in Atere Shmuel, he wants to say, that it could be that the whole din of Dvorim Shebelev Einam Dvorim is dafke if there's a chalois, that means that let's say I'm making kedushin, the libay I'm thinking I'm making kedushin only if this and this will occur. So Dvorim Shebelev cannot be Oiker Achalois. That means, you're saying one thing, you're saying Ered Mekadeshes, and Belev you're thinking, Yerduk Shamim Lamachov is gonna rain tomorrow, I'm sorry. Dvorim Shebelev cannot be Oiker Achalois. But if the whole din is Kavone, that means Lishmo is a din, I have to be Mechavin. So if there's no leiv, there's no kavonah. Here you can't say dvorim shebeleiv, einam dvorim. But lemaisa, there's no leiv over here, there's no kavonah. If lemaisa is thinking, not l'shem ge, I don't have a kavonah l'shem ge. It wasn't written l'shmo. Here we need something positive. Normally dvorim shebeleiv and dvorim is pshat is if I want to be soyser achalois. There's a chalois, and I want to say, no, the chalois was only made under this condition. So you're not bekoyach, dvorim shebeliv is not bekoyach to be sois of the chalois he's making. But over here, you need, so we have the chalois without, we have the maise, and your leiv is not bekoyach to be sois of that what you are doing. But over here, it's not pshat, it's a stire. We need your lev in order to make it a kosher get. If your lev lemaisa is thinking, not l'shem geirishin, I don't have lishma. That's what he wants to faramfa. So the kids are, so we understand Ravuna's mahalos, that Ravuna holds the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Loza. The best and unique Ksiva Lishma. And we accomplish the Ksiva Lishma through the God Alaymed Al Gabov. Afal Pikain, a Goy will not be good because a Goy is not obedient. A Goy has his own Das. And a Goy does a Daita Denavshay, so I can never know what the Goy is thinking about. Hodo Omar Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman was choyza. Rav Nachman said, "Lav milse hi diyomri." The whole shtik Torah is not emes. The midikah posale lo'ivet kechovim le'inyan havo. We have the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says as follows: Hakel ksheirim lo'hoviyas aget chutz mecherashet v'kotn v'sume v'oivet kechovim. So the next Mishnah says klo. That a goy is no good to give over a get. So the Mishnah says, "Klot." In our Mishnah, so well, this is one Mishnah after the other. By giving over a get, a goy is no good. In our Mishnah, by ksivas a get, the Mishnah doesn't mention that a goy is no good. So. From this we can derive that a guy is good. And because if a guy is no good to write again, the Tanna would have said it. Just like he said by Mesiris HaGet, a guy is no good. He should have mentioned it. He mentioned Chereshayt of a cotton is no good, and a guy is also no good. Neri says Chereshayt of a cotton is good, and if a guy is no good, he should have mentioned it. And since he didn't mention it, his Araya guy is good. Midik Apostle Eloivet Kechov Linyan Abo. So let's just jump the gun. So Rav Nachman is really saying like this. Rav Nachman is really saying, our Mishnah, since our Mishnah does not specifically say that a guy is no good, so our Mishnah holds a guy is good. Why is a guy good? Because the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. Rameya holds you need chsima lishma, so the chsima can be shalai lishma. So our Mishnah, so the whole problem of Rav Hune, the problem of Rav Hune Deye, with problems with the Kimtis, with Eimed Al Gaba, the problem doesn't begin. The our Mishnah is going according to Rameya, so you don't need Ksiva Lishma, Sachar Shet, the cotton is good, a goy is good, everything is good. And Fakert, and that'll be Pshat in the Mishnah, Shein Kiyum Aget Ela B'chay Somo, the way Rashi wanted to say before, that it's going under Reisha. You know why it's good? Because the Ike Kiyom HaGet that needs Lishma is the Chsime. The Chsime doesn't have to be Lishma. Vasanya Oivet Kichovim Posel. We learned that Oivet Kichovim is Posel. I hear a Parais and say, become his Posel. Here Rabbi Lezeri, the Omeride Mesiri Karsi. Obeinen Ksiva Lishma. We need Ksiva Lishma. And a goy takes a bite to the nafshikov. A goy does what he feels like doing. According to Rabbi Loza, a goy is not good. But according to our Mishnah, a goy is good. Let us see what Rashi says. Lav milse hi da omri. And elo miyato yve kechom mi Yisrael oimit. I had held that a goy is like a posel, and that was my kasha. Why is a goy posel and a chereshayt of a cotton is kosher? So that's wrong. Vaday kosher. So my whole yesod that you have to differentiate between a goy and a chereshayt of a cotton, vaday kosher. My filayin yisrael oimed al gabo. The gabo is kosher. Begabi chereshayt of a cotton, ami lesel of a ravune. You also don't have to say Ravun is a kimte. Therefore, God then God the way with Al Gabov, Nami Kosher. also be kosher. The Masis Rameiri, Leiboy Ksiva Lishmo. The Dorish, because of the Kro, Achsimas Eide. Rameya Darshans, because of the Kro, Achsimas Eide. Agabucha, let's just say a good word. In what motivated Rameya to say the Kosav? The Kro Achsimus Eidem, because of the Sefer Kri, means that the Achsimus Eidem. The beautiful word from the Pelos Chaim. The Pelos Chaim says, it says, the Kosav lo Sefer Krisus. Now, Sefer is Gematria Shtar. It's a Sefer. It has to have a Teresh Shtar. Who makes the shtar? The Eide Chesime makes the shtar. So it says, because of Sefer, those who are making it for a Sefer, those who are making it for a shtar, they have to write it law. It's be written Lishma. So the Mekor of Rameyer is, because Rameyer holds the shtar, a shtar, it only becomes to the Eide Chesime, not to the Eide Mesire. The Eide Chesime make it for a shtar, the Eide Chesime make it for a sefer. So the Ksive that makes it for a sefer has to be law lishma. So what Ksive makes it for a sefer? The signatures of the Eide. That Ksive, that writing makes it for a sefer, and that has to be lishma. So memele, but the etzem nusach haget, if not the sefer is to the edim, that doesn't have to be lishma. The midik apostle, loivet kachovim besefer de masnisen, linyan havo. It says that by the next Mishnah, that a goy is possible to give over again. Lefishaine Bateras Gitna Bakadusha. This is a lava gitna kadusha. Bain Odom Nasa Shliach Ledovo Shaina Shayach, but he can't be a shliach to create Gairishan. He himself is a lava Gairishan. They got some emailers on the next Mishnah where a goy is no good, the Mishnah specified that a goy is no good. The Gabi Ksive Shaira, but when it came to Ksivas Aget, the Tana left it out. Shmamino davke ktoni bahavo, davke bahavo a goy is possible. Ube Ksive kosher. Kidiktoni taime, and the Mishnataka says the reason why. Shein kiyum aget ela b'chaisomov, that is the reason of the reisha. V'loich beslonim nichtav shaloi lishmo. So it doesn't matter if it was written Shalai Lishma, because the Iker Kiyam Aget is the Eidech Sime. The Tana Vishaya. If you'll say that the Tana did not mention all the halachas, he left over the Din HaGoyis Taki Apostle, but he didn't want to mention that. He's saying, who's kosher? You want to know who's apostle? I'm not the Tana Kiruchla. I'm just telling you that these are kosher. But a goy is taki apostle, havalei nami lishira b'sefer. So I'm a man of shech, if he's not speaking about all psulim, so the sefer leave also out a goy. We learned a beraisa that says a goy is apostle, a hid is any apostle, havalezi. The omar eidem mesire karsi, b'chsimis eidem, eina minatayra. There's no such thing that the Eidim make it for a Sefer. That means this whole shtick Torah that Rameya said that the Kosav Sefer, the Ksiva that makes it for a Sefer, that has to be law. There's no such thing that Eidim make it for a Sefer. There's no such thing. Simis Eidim ain't a mina Torah. Hilkach, Agavucha, we see from this Rashi, we had mentioned in the first Perek, Zodashitis that hold that Rapalosos, Eidem Mesire, Karsi, Eidem Mesire are also good. Eidem Mesire are good. Eidem Mesire are also good. Rashi says, Klonitazai. According to Rapalosos, there's no such thing as Eidem Mesire. Hilkach v'kosav lo, aksav haget. It's not on the sefer, because you never write the sefer. Never becomes a sefer through the ksive. Ubeinin ksive lishmo. So according to Abeloso, a goy will be posel. Vavadai. So the Gemara says, Ubeinin ho dama eidem esir, ahu rabelezi. Dama eidem esir ikaus, ubeinin ksive lishmo. Vavadai oivet keichovim. Adaita dinafshe ka'ovit. A goy is zicher adaita dinafshe ka'ovit. Now, before we see the next Rashi, so l'chayre we could innocently learn pshat in the Gemara, but Rav Nachman is saying, a goy is not a robot. A goy is a daita de nafshi kovet. So therefore, according to Apollosa, it won't be good. Why won't it be good? Shema goma beliboy. The Gemara doesn't say havadai. The Gemara doesn't say havadai. Oivet kechovim kaisiv shaloi lishmo. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says that a goy has a mind of his own. That's all what the Gemara says. So he has a mind of his own. And it has to be written lishmo in order to be kosher. Can't be kosher. But l'chayra, we could learn pshat, the way Rashi said before, that it's posel misofik. Maybe he wrote shaloi lishmo. And here Rashi doesn't say this. Vavadai, look what Rashi says over here. Vavadai ki kosvei oivit kechovim lav lishmohu. Here Rashi all of a sudden changes the nusach. The goy zicher wrote it shaloi lishmo. Oivit kechovim adaita de nafshi kovit. Mishumochi tanya posel. That's why it says puzzle. It's very unclear why Rashi all of a sudden changed pshat in the Gemara. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman. Oimer hoyer ameyer, afilu mitzoi ba'ashpe, afilu a person found a get ba'ashpe. You find a get in the garbage, so there are 20 cheschoines that could have been in this get. First of all, it wasn't written lishmo, it wasn't written l'shem geirishin. Chasmei v'nosne l'kosha. According to Rameir, it's good because there's no problem whatsoever that they need a ksiva l'shem gerishin l'shmo. Eisvei rovel Rav Nachman v'kosav lo l'shmo. How can it be good according to Rameir? My love ksiva saget. My answer, so Rav Nachman answered lo ichsima saidim. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Omar Rav Nachman, Oima Hoyo, Aschalte de Milsi, this is a new memre of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is just telling us that according to Rameya, you don't need Ksiva Lishmo. V'chein mestava, da kva muk me Rav Nachman ke Rameya, that our mission is going according to Rameya, now he's just saying, Rav Nachman said that Rameya, Rav Nachman said, according to Rameya, full of Motzei Bashpe. V'iste garsi. V'ovadai oivet kechovim. B'loshin kushi. He says, the Gemara is asking Akasha, how could you say that according to the Mishnah, How could you say, according to the Mishnah, Goy is good? A Goy is Zicha, or Vaday Oved Kechavim, Zicha doing a day to the Nafshe. Opachin Odom Arav Nachman Oved Kechavim Kosher. Odom Arav Nachman Tirutzei. So, the Vavadu Oved Kechavim a day to the Nafshe Kovet. Western Gakasha and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that according to our Mishnah, a goy will be kosher. How can it be kosher? A goy zicha does a diet to the nafshe. So the Gemara held that a fill according to Rav Meir, you also need lishma. So we'll see in Taisvis, but just, the Ritva wants to say, the Gemara held, mit der Rabbonon, a koit chameyu, you also need lishma, gzei reksiba tachsime. So the Gemara said, how could you say it's good by a goy, the goy, vada yadai to the nafshe kovet? So, Rav Nachman answered, I got news for you, the Rabbonon holds a fila matzoi bashpe, it's also good. According to this Mahalach, then perhaps it would be good, the Lashon of Rashi before. That means, if we will assume the Gemara held for a minute, I mean, the Rabbonin, you need Lishmo, according to Rameya. So it could be, that's why Rashi had to say, it's Vadai Shaloi Lishmo. That means like this, before we're going according to Rabbi Lozo, so you need Minatoi Reksivu Lishmo. So if there's a sophic, if he wrote it lishma or not, so it's also possible, sophic that I saw lechumra. Masha ain't came. The makshin, if there was a makshin that held according to Ramei, you need lishma. So the Ritva wants to say there's one mahalach and tois, the makshin held, akaponami the rabbonin, you need lishma. So there, so Rashi had a kasha, sophic the rabbonin, you need lishma. Nagoy is the chasophic, so sophic the rabbonin lahokal, what's your kasha? So therefore could be that what Rashi said before, v'havadai, ki kosvei oivet kichovim, lav lishmohu, here Rashi seems to be changing the mahalach from before. According to this lashon, could be it's, Rashi was muchach to change it. Because if the Gemara held that midarabonon, you need lishmo. So what's the kasha by a goy? A goy is a sofik the rabbona. Maybe wrote it lishma. That's where Rashi had to say that the makshin held that a goy zicha right shaloi lishma. Basically. Let us see Taisvis. V'alav b'nei deyaninu. L'rabbolozo porich. The whole kasha is according to Rabbolozo. V'ramei lechayish b'ksiva lishma. According to Ramei lo niksiva lishma. ומשעניק שגודל לא ימדל גב. והוד אסנם והקמה דחולן. וכולן, so a kaponim we see from Agamore, that גודל, you need kavone, אף על פי כן, a גודל לא ימדל גב, is, if they have a גודל that's as on top of the situation, so you have kavone, the kavone that is needed, I have with a גודל לא ימדל גב. V'hod esnan b'per kama d'chulim. V'kulon sheshochtu v'cheirem royin oisom. The Gemara says, whoever shechted and others are observing it, it's good. I mean, the Gemara, mantanet leiboy kavona l'shchite. Someone says, oh, it's good when someone's observing it. So you see, you don't need kavona l'shchite. So they say, it's a stira. Okay, our Gemara held, you do need kavona l'shmo, according to Rav Meir. But if someone's observing, God leimet al gabov, it's good. And there the Gemara says that kulon royin, it's oifkishpar, that you don't need kavon l'shchite. So Taisu says, hosa mayrik sheinei melamdei lechavin l'shchite, alariye ba'alme, we have to be medayk to l'shchite. This is va'acherim royin oisam. Achirim are just watching that it was a good shchita. They didn't give any directions. They're just standing there and watching if it's a good shchita. But what's with kavona? Yena doesn't have kavona. So you see, you don't need kavona for shchita. Avol hochem mayri shegodol oimed al gabo umelamda and he teaches him umaziro and he warns him lases lishma godol oimed al gabo. It's not, it's, he's teaching him and he's coaxing him and he's, so Mele, if you have all this, so then I say that Mustama, the result, the Ksiva is taken the way he's being told how to write. So Taisvis is saying, Lemaise, if we need Kavon Lishma, if you have a Godul Oymed Al Gaba, if you have a Chere Shait in a Cotton, their IQ is very, very low. If you have a God Eloimed Al Gabov, it'll help. Whatever is needed, you'll have with God Eloimed Al Gabov. Lochinami Sotaisu says, with this we'll understand a Gemara in Yevamis. Peperik mitzvahs chalitze, memayit mechalitze, cheresh mechareshes, hacheresh and hachalshes, are possible chalitze, if you sha'enam b'nei kriya, because they can't talk. It says va'abonu, they have to speak over there. The cotton, a cotton is not good. Mishum de'ish kos of the parsha. So I have special miyutim to be memayit acheresh and a cotton. Avol mitam v'lav b'nei kavone nino. You need kavone, need b'chalitze. You need kavone. Lo'y possible. Avo gavdom ahosam dachalitzosei psula achi yiskavno shneim. You need kavona over there. You need kavona by chalitza. So Taisvis asks, soy bezoy, so why do you need special miyutim? To be memayit akotne necheresh, because this felt in Amira, it's felt in Ish. Poshet, the lavne kavona nino. So Taisu says, well, we have a Gemara in Gittin. Mishum de bezen mazirin oisen lasos lishma. That means to make l'shem chalitze, ba'avaki godoloy medal gabov. That means to say that a cheresh is posel, a kotn is posel, because there's no kavona, that is not true. We can have kavona from a cheresh and a kotn. The bezen will be mazir them. So we'll have, so that's done l'shem. The shame chalitza, this pula, the taking off the shoe, but all the pulas that are done the shame chalitza, because Bezin is telling them. Yeah. So Fakert, it helps. Umiyu. Fine. Umiyu hocha, but now Taisa got stuck a little bit. Miu hoche, begodol oimed al gabov, kosher, afilu b'shoite. It says na mishna chere shoite bekot. So afilu a shoite also helps godol oimed al gabov. And we'll see this at the sefer that says by chalitze, it doesn't help. Now, let's just understand for 1 minute, a shoite is an ish. A shoite is onu v'omru, they can say. So the whole chesoron of a shaita is because he doesn't have kavone shem chalitza. So you have a shaitlich problem over here. If the whole problem is kavone, so God limit al gabov helps. So Taisus answers as follows. Mishum de mucha by over here it helps. Mishum de mucha chamilse de ka'ovid lishma. Shekoisev shmoi ushma v'shem iroi v'shem ira. Havalinya chalitza amu, but the sefta the yavum is the shayta la vachalitzu. Havu bishabez malam de maistoi de min kremilsa de ovid lishmo kamay gabiget. So Taisus answers like this. That means, it's a kunst to teach a shayta. It's a muradike kunst. But if you see that he's following directions, you see he's writing a name, he's writing shemeish, shemeisha, so something is penetrating. You see he's following directions. So then I can assume that the kavon is also, it's kavonosei muchachas mitoich myself. I see that he understands. I see that my coaxing and my teaching is accomplishing something. You see what he's writing. Masha'engen over there, you don't see that there's Kavanas Chalitza over there. That means, take off a shoe, he takes off a shoe, she takes off a shoe, but Al Kaponim, we don't see any intelligence over there. So Memela, so therefore there we cannot rely on Oymed Al Gabov that it's successful. Vimtaima Vektaisus Akash Vakati Alav Bnei Shlichus Ninu. So Taisus asks, there's another problem over here. Going according to Avalosa, Inik Sivalishma. So we said God Loimad Agabov helps. But there's a new problem. You have to be a Shlich. Is my Mahani the God Loimad Agabov? So how does God Leimed Al Gabov help? There's a new problem. So let us appreciate Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis, Taisvis and the Kasha held as follows. V'kosav lo Seifa Krisus means, v'kosav lo, who should write it? According to Abeloza, the husband writes it. The husband, v'kosav lo Seifa Krisus, the husband goes and writes the get. Because of law, we're talking about the husband. The husband writes the get. So all the time when a sefer writes the get, so we don't have the because of law, according to Abelazah. So it's shluchay, shluchish lodon kamoises. I'm writing for you. But we need ksivas abal. So we have a tremendous problem. In a lab b'nei shlichus, a goy is lab b'nei shlichus. We have here different. The Gemara doesn't speak about these problems. V'yeshleima the loy b'nei shlichus b'ksivim. You don't need shlichus b'ksivim again. The because of lav abal koy, the cause of lo sefer kris is not going on the husband. Ella Seifa, because that's Midrash is Meisav, because not too many people know how to write a get. I mean, it's a skill, you have to know all the halachas. So you can't say because of Lo Seifa Krisus Pshat and Posik is that the husband writes the get. You need a mumcha to write a get. So the Kosav is going on the Seifa, the Kosav, because of Lo, the one who is capable to write a get, because of Lo Seifa Krisus. So the sefer doesn't have to be a shliach of the Baal, because the pasuk never said that the Baal should write to get. Bahadam rina lekamon tzorich sheyoyma lesefer ksoif uleidim chsumu. So Taisa says, fine. The Gemara says later, you have to tell the sefer to write tzorich sheyoyma lesefer ksoif. So Taisa says, la mishum shlichis. Now you have to tell him, you have to make him a shliach. Ela mishum lechsheloi tziva habal. Without tziva habal, but I want you to write a get. Lechoshim lishmo. V'yeshloima delei bin shlichis v'ksive. Because of lav habal koi. Because it was not going on the bal, ela seifa. Yes, to tell the sefer you should write. Leidem chsumu, la mishum shliches, ela mishum lechshaloi tziva habal. If the Baal did not tell him to write the get for his wife, lechoshev lishmo, so it's not considered it was written l'shem geirishin. That means like this. That means that, let's say you have here a sefer who is a next door neighbor to a husband and wife that throws pots and pans day and night. And then by the last explosion, he understood already that we're already up to get ready. So he goes and writes again. I mean, he knows pretty soon it's coming Purim to write Megillah. Al Kaponim now, so he went and wrote the get. So he wrote the get, L'shem Keirish, and for the husband and for the wife. So he wrote it. So the Pashtus of Taisus is saying, that's not called L'shem Keirish, and that would you have a Hashorah that he's going to give her a get, that's a called l'shem gerish. And you have to hear, Isha Taisa says like this, that's not called, it was written l'shem gerish. El chashim stome, uposel de Isha lav l'gerish in kaime, kedemrine bereis vach. A Isha is not oime to be nisgarish. He could have different types of excitements and differences of opinion, but that doesn't mean she's oime to nisgarish. So without the husband telling him, write a get for my wife, so it's not called, it was written l'shem gerish. Your hashore doesn't make it l'shem gerish. No, I saw the Torah Shmuel, there's a shekelich problem. That means that, so we could understand Pshat and Tosfos, that the means if the Sefer writes on his own accord, and he didn't hear a command from the husband to write again for his wife, that's not called Lishma, since he's not Oymed Lizgarish. It's not called your hasharis, does not make it that it's oymed lehizgarish. So that's not called, it was written l'shem gerish. It's called stome. Now, the Gemara says later that oyme imru is also possible. That means that if the Baal tells two people, go to the Sefer, and tell him to write a get for my wife. They go over and they tell the Sefer. That's also possible. He has to hear from the Baal. Is the shliches, that shliches on mili, the shluchim to inform him that he should write a get. He's telling them, I'm making shluchim to inform him. It's no good. They have to hear from the Baal. So this is very difficult to understand already. That means, like this, we could say, without hearing from the Baal that he wants to give a get, it's not called Felton Lishma, she's not Eimed Lizgarish. But if the Baal sent a shliach to tell him to write the get, so he is klal from the Baal, there's no suffix. So, we have to understand this. Upon them, we should just realize that it's not so pashut what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus is saying without hearing a command from the Baal, it's missing lishmo. So this we have to understand why it's called here. I know it's Yizichoy Midle Isgar. She sent a shliach befeirishte. V'hodam abareish kol aget v'kosav achmona v'kosav havamina lemutei hai. For would say, because of perish, kosav, legarish, es ishtoi, v'nimlach, the lav, ihu, kosav, lo. The Gemara says, a loshen, but only say, because of, I would think, that if Reuven wrote a get for his wife, and then he changed his mind, so Shimon can use it, the lav, ihu, kosav, lo, loy mishmada baal tzach lichtev, so it would seem, that we are mighted because it has to be written from the Baal. It wasn't written for his gerish, and that's what the Gemara means. Not it wasn't written to the Baal. So it would seem that the problem is that he has to write it, and he didn't make her a shliach to write it. The Gemara said it's a different problem of Venosa. Now what the Gemara says is because of the Gemara means it's a problem of Venosa that he has to give her his gift. Vim taima volav b'nei krisus nino. But there's another chesaron. Hagoy and just like it says in the next Mishnah, that the apostle to give over again because the lavne krisis. So how can they write again the lavne krisis? Yishleim the chshivi b'nei krisis. Well, we'll see. He says cheresh etu b'kotn is called b'nei krisis. Hoyil v'him higdel ha-kotn. The cotton can grow up. V'nishtafa ha-shayte. The shayte can become a pikeach. Havu b'nei krisis. That's called b'nei krisis. That means then the parsha of krisis. It's pumayu de koivle. Now he doesn't have seichel. Doesn't have das. He's but they called b'nei krisis. Avol kosh the mashm leposel evit kechavim elam mishum deledaita de nafshik ovit. The Gemara says later the whole time a goy is possible because of lishma the tapek later lav ne krisis nino. He's a lav ne krisis. Umatzach namilshir bereise do evit kechavim possel zich is possel. Lav ne krisis v'nir de leishach lemisum mishum de lav ne krisis nino. The midi dlei boy shliches leila shem edis. The midi de shliches who damrina lekamon hochi dein eved nasa shliach. Oichsime la rameya shile shem edis. Poch lerba perikame gabi gitne sheches mema evde kechom bolav ne krisis nino. Avol ksive la rabeleza de leila shem edis. Leila shem shliches who ain livso mishum de lav ne krisis nino. Then there's no chason of lav b'nei krisis. So, I saw in the Teresh Shmur, the Rabbi Ber says as follows, if one has to make a chalois, so then one has to be a bar hochi. That means, when you give over a get, so you're making a maise gerishin, you have to be a bar gerishin. You're making it for a get, to the chsime, a chsime that's making it for a get, you also have to be a bar krisis. But according to Rabbi Lozor, that holds a de mesirikarsi, so the koisev, there's only a din kavone. He has to be mechaven l'shem geirishin by ksives haget. But he's not making it for a get, that means the a de mesirikarsi, the krisis comes about for the a de mesirik. So it's just a din kavone that he has to be mechaven. So mechaven, he doesn't have to be a bar krisos in order to be able to be mechaven. He says only when he's creating something, then you have to be a bar krisos. That's afka by shliches or by eder simen. The holy apostle peg based avay the zora mila by vit kechom mishum dlavne mila nino. The mud is no such chesaron. He's making a soros aolos. Finished. There's no problem. It's a lav b'nei mila. This is one mahalach in the sugya. Ve'oid aimer Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Metzina lemeima the sugya zu alibe d'rameya. Now, till now we were learning the whole sugya was going according to Rabbi Lozor and Metzina lemeima the sugya zu alibe d'rameya. The Gemara held. That means that the Gemara asked for love and idea, Nino, so the Gemara meant to ask, according to everyone. Everyone holds you need ksiva lishma. According to Rabbi Lozor, min ha-Torah, according to Ramei, min ha-Rabbonim. The Gerzin and ksiva otok sime. So my mail said, the Gemara asked the kasha, there's a problem. Omuki lo ha-Rafune, Begodol oimed al gabov. So Rav Huna says it's being by begodol oimed al gabov. Umahani afilu b'shoite. Now, if the Gemara is going according to Rameya also, so now we can for the kasha that Tosfos had before. Tosfos had before a problem that we find that godol oimed al gabov helps by us by a shaita, and by chalitz in the tesef it says it doesn't help by a shaita. So Tosfos said because here it's nikamitaych ma'isav. You see, he's writing the shema ish v'isha. So I see I'm successful in educating the Shait, you see, he's writing. So then I can assume that he's writing Lishma also. Hashem came by Chalitze, I have no raya of my success. That's what Tosis said before. Now Tosis wants to say a new teretz. That our Gemara really is going, the Gemara held the mission is going according to Rameya. And the Gemara according to Rameya, you need Ksiva Lishma Midarabona. And on that, the Gemara said, well, Godolay Med Al Gabo, Lishma Darabona, Godolay Med Al Gabo helps. Need it. The Ritva says, Akabona Koldo, who was enough. Midarabona, you need something. So, Memele, the Salkadai Rameya, I'm being Ksiva Lishma Midarabona, Gazin Ksiva Tosime. So now we understand why Beshaite helps Tvaymi Bechalitze. Given Lehavi Elami the Rabbona. Aval Rabbalos, the Baksiv Medarais Lishmo, Lemahani Beshaite Godla Medagabov, Kamei Bechalitze. Aisa said the Gemara held that our Mishnah is going according to Rameya. You need Ksiv Lishmo Medarabona. And then the Alishma the Rabbonon, so Kabbalah Koldo also helps. I'd like just to mention one Ha'orele. Tosfos is saying that according to Rameya, you need Ksiva Lishma Mida Rabbonon. But since it's only the Rabbonon, so Mameyla, Kabbalah Koldo helps. Now, Lachere, why does Rameya hold in Ksiva Lishma? Because Ksair Ksiva Tachsime. Now, Tachsime, so you have to be consistent. Chesime won't help. I mean, the lishma of a chesime, you need a real lishma. So if there were guys that chesive out of chesime, so how do you split the hair? It would seem it doesn't work like that. It's pshad is Chazal made a takone need chesive lishma. Why they made the takone? Because they were goyzer, but this is a takone now. This is a takone in Iksiva Lishma. And this takone, they said Iksiva Koldu helps. I mean, that was their takone. It didn't Iksiva the Rabbot. The reason they made the takone is with a chesbin. But now, Leviyem is you don't need a real Lishma. So minute Lishma is also sufficient. Yeah. According to Rabbi Loza, Falashait is also no good. And it says here only a goy is no good. So why is this going according to Ramei? So what's a goy different than Chereshet Vakod? Mishani, Dave Krom, the Daiti Dinavshu, the Kovat, Apostle, I feel a God, the Lame Dal Gabo. I feel a Rameya, a Goy, the Daiti Dinavshu, the Kovat. Hodor Amar Rav Nachman. So then Rav Nachman said that no, that, this whole shtick there, according to Rameya, in the civil Lishma Mida Rabbonon, is not true. According to Rameya, you don't need it at all. Ubaraisa diktoni oivet kichovim posel. According to Rameya, everything is good. Rabbi Lazari, benoket oivet kichovim, so why did he chapom dafka oivet kichovim? Rabuse, dafa pi shuhu ben das yoyser. So fakert, in das is a ben das. Buad in the cherish oite vakotin de psule. I bein in shliches, if you need shliches. So cherish oite vakotin is also posel. Because the Labanei Shlichas Nino. No, they have another song, the Labanei Deye. And a guy, even though he's a Ben Das, he's also a apostle. If you like being in Shlichas, if you don't need Shlichas, by Ksivis again, not going to become the apostle, but call in you. The Ilu Cheresh Vikotten, Sheirem Begodolei Med Al Gabov. Say chapton goy that a fellow god lo amid a gabav also does not tadaita the nafshikov. Mi shay tabad a posel kmei bechalitze. According to Rabbi Loza. Vechein mashme, da fellow Rabbi Loza, la meya, so the sugi was going to follow according to Rameya. So I could die through the like sibu lishma mid rabon. The labos o duki nami mas nisen ki Rameya, porich, the gmois of avadi, the krov lo daita the nafshikov. That's how, that's what the second loshin erashi.
So, Vaistasting my health with Ava Poshet, Yezichan Eid, according to Rameya, he says, no, Rameya says, I feel the Matzah Bashmas Kosh. Void Nire, Natas says one more Malach. Tasha Salkadaita, the Fulu Rameya, boy, Ksivalishmamidarais. Could be the Gemara held that he did Ksivalishmamidarais. Ubachsimu the Pligira, the Zmachlikis, Vinichsima also. Rameya saw the because of the crow, Kayachsima Nami. But everyone held that you need ksiva, the more held that everyone needs ksiva lishma midarais. With the porich, we learned chavala Rav Nachman, how could you say motzi bashpas kosher? Because of lo lishma, my love ksiva saget, chava yes from a posik, you need ksiva lishma. Mashma de rova yebo laham iti veri ravune. Tafilu ksiva boi rameyo, mi vikoso. Ulafize, so if we'll say that the Gemara held now, and Ravuna held, that according to Rameya Niksiva Lishma, if he's the apostle, Nami Ksiva B'mechuba, because of a Nosan, Shemi Mechusa Ktitze. For her, this Nan Le'el, according to Rameya, Toshoi, V'chosma V'nosan L'okosha. It says, according to Rameya, it's good if it was written B'mechuba, Ma'ik Sheshaya Mokimatay. That's speaking about that he left over Mokim HaTayef, he only wrote the Taifis, but the Ikeget was not written B'machuba. So we could learn Shat that the Gemara held now, according to everyone, Yitzivalish Bomin HaTayef, V'alav Neidein, Inu, L'kul Alme. Sayolet Ramey, Sayolet Rabbalos, Amasik Rav Nachum Debreisim, Terev, V'kechov Imposu, Krabbalosa. Umas nisin, ramei, loy boy, ksiva lishmo. Venoket chere shoite vikotten, that's good, according to ramei, vodin evi kechov. Inami loy nokat evit kechov. Why didn't the Misha say that goy is good? Mishum dereisha os inami kabeloso. This is the reisha that says that chere shoite vikotten is good. Did not want to say a goy is good, because a goy is dependent, if you hold a kabbalozo, you hold a kameh. The reish is going according to kabbalozo also, that's, therefore you want to talk about a goy. A goy, according to kabbalozo, is not good, according to kameh, it is good. Well, the day, according to kabbalozo, dafke cherishet v'kotn ksheirem begotu loimed al gabo. But a goy is not good, because a dait is an avshikot. Avo seife, the dakinim with the apostle, oivet kechov linyan havo, mechladon yin ksive kosher. The safe is also ke rameya. And rameya holds that a guy is also good by ksive saget, because you don't need lishma. But si shape, they tik shahadi daik with the apostle, oivet kechov linyan havo, adarabalei dik midloi toni lei bereshe. Why doesn't say in the reshe that a guy is kosher? Is a raya the apostle. Hello, Mishum, the Reish, Osinami, Labalozo, Kamela Rameya. The Reish is going according to both. So that is why the Mishnah did not speak about a goy, to tell us that a goy is kosher. Because according to Rabalozo, a goy is not kosher. A porich, lavadi, vikachobatati, nafshigov, davel, alivsel, Rameya, lachol, aporchus, midarabonon. Begodoloy, medal gabov, it should still be posel. Begodoloy, medal gabov, so, how could it be good? So the Gemara answers, you do not need Lishma at all.